Okay, we're on Pei Hei Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom. Yahud Amar Lo Nichsai L'Tovia. Okay, somebody says, while he's about to die, that wants to give his Nechasim to somebody named Tovia, Nichsai L'Tovia. And then he died. So Asa Tovia, a guy came whose name was Tovia, and he says, okay, here I am, I have the Nechasim. So question is, do we give it to him? Amar Rav Yochanan, yeah, Arei Ba Tovia. Tovia's here, he says his name is Tovia, give it to him. Finish. Amar, what happens if he says he wants to give all his Nechasim to Tovia? But what happened? V'asya Rav Tovia. And then he was a rabbi. Okay, he happens that his name was Tovia also. He says, so he claims them, you know, that the intent was to him, because his name is Tovia. He happens to be Rav Tovia. Now what? So, Latovia Amar, the Rav Tovia Lo Amar. So we say, no, we don't give it to him, because since the guy that died didn't say Rav Tovia, he just says Tovia. So then he didn't intend to mean this guy, this guy who's a Rav. V'i inish de gaspi. Then gaspe, then hagaspe, gispa. In other words, if he's somebody though that he's very friendly with them, so even though he's a rabbi, but it could be on a first name basis with the rabbi. So then, so if the guy that died is, you know, very casual with them, so then even if he just said Tovia and Rav Tovia comes, you give it to him also. Okay. Let's see. Where are we here? Rashi, Ahuda Amrle Betzavas Misa, when the guy was dying, so he said Nichsai Latovia, Velo Piresh Laezitovia, and he didn't say who. The Gispe, Ragil Etzlo, right? He's casual with him. Umigo, the guy is Sadade Korelo Bishmo. And since he's very comfortable with him, that's why he's calling him by his first name. Kiilu Lo Nismach, as if he wasn't a rabbi. Okay. Now what happens, and more continues, Asu Shnei Tovia. If two guys come, they're both named with Tovia, so who do you give it to? So it depends. If one of them is a Shachain, V'Salmid Chacham. One's a Shach, his neighbor, and one's a Talmid Chacham. So now we have to try to figure out who did he intend it to. Right? His neighbor Tovia, or the Talmid Chacham's name is Tovia. So we say that the Talmid Chacham called him. Stama, he intended to give it to Talmid Chacham. What about Karov Asamud Chacham, Talmid Chacham? He has a relative named Tovia, and again, a Talmid Chacham, his name is Tovia, they both show up. So again, Talmid Chacham Kodem, we assume he wanted to give it still to the Talmid Chacham. Ibai Lahu, what about Shachain V'Karov? So neither are a Talmid Chacham. One's a Shachain, a neighbor, and one's a Karov. So now what? My Tashma. So we bring the pasuk in Mishlei, Tov Shachein Karov Meach Rachok. So it's better a distant neighbor than a close relative. In other words, the neighbor.
What? Close neighbor then.
Shachein Karov, a close neighbor than a far brother. So we see from here that a neighbor comes first. Now what about Shneim Krovim? Okay, two guys the same name and they're both relatives. Or Shneihem Shcheinim, or they're both neighbors. Or Shneim Chachamim. Now what? So in these situations, Shuda the Daini, then it just goes by the discretion of the Dayanim, where they take into account various factors which would lead them to believe it's one of the two. So we'll see in Rashi. Okay, says Rashi, Talmid Chacham Kodem, the Mistama Adam Matzik Masav Lischos Shas Misa, that a person wants to do good when he's dying, and giving your things to Talmid Chacham, that's a big schus. The Amar Mar says in Brachas, Kol HaNevim Lo Nisnabu Ela Lemane Talmidei Chachamim Minachasav. It appears that the great schar coming to a person, the next world is to somebody who gives his of his things to Talmid Chacham. So therefore, we assume that on his deathbed he wants to, you know, chaperayim, get some extra schuyos, so we assume he wanted to give it to the Talmid Chacham. Shuda de Daini, what does that mean? Shuda, says Rashi, Hatalas Hadayanim. lift, we throw it to the dayanim, or the dayanim throw it. Right, lefima sheyiru dayanim shehayadar kol shel meitz lekarav et zeh yoter mizeh yimi shebishneihem tov v'noheg b'derech yeshara sheyesh lomar that bo nischavein hameis lischos. So we see that who he's closer to, or etc., who he has a better relationship with, whatever the case might be, the dayanim take these into account, and then they give it to the one who they believe was mistama, the person he had intent to give it to. Shuda, Rashi says from this week's Sedra, Kamo Shadi Biyama means to throw in your feet, Kimetargaminen, the Tirgum of Yara Biyam, Hitil Biyam. Shuda means to throw, etc. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amale Rava Libre to Rav Chiya Barabin, he told him the following. Ta'ema lach milsa melyusa dehava amarach avuch. Come and I'm going to tell you something very nice your father Abin had said. Hadamar Shmuel. Hamocher shtarchov l'chavero v'chazar machalo machul. That if a person sells a shtarchov, somebody owes me money, I have a shtarchov, right, that I could collect the money with, but I go ahead and I sell it to somebody. Mustama, you give him a discount or whatever. So you need some, cash quickly. So you sell it to somebody, usually at a discount. And fine. Then what happens? Then I moichol the chov. So I go to the lover. I said, you know what? You don't have to pay me the money anymore. So meanwhile, obviously the guy I sold it to is up the creek, right? Because I sold him the shtar. And then I go to the lover and I say, you don't have to pay me. So that's called being moichol shtar chov that was sold. So says Shmuel, it's machul, it works, and the guy's up the creek. Bafilu yoresh mochel, and not only that, even if the malve, the one that lent the money, died, and his son, takes over, his son can even mochel b'chov of his father, right, the shtarchov. Modeshbuah b'machneses shtarchov labaila. However, if a woman has a shtarchov and somebody owes her money, right, she has starchov, and then she gets married and brings into the marriage this starchov to the husband, v'chazra machal tu, and then she's moichal the chov, that to the person that owed her the money. Here it doesn't work. She'ena machul, bipnei shiyado kiyado, because the her husband has a right to nechasim when she gets married, and therefore she can't go ahead and be moichal this starchov. Okay, Rashi, Mechazar Machalo, Hamocher, Shehu Malve, Machalo Love. Right? The lender, he's Moichol the Shtarchov to the borrower. Machula works, Da'amar Le, Love, Le Lokeach, because when the Lokeach, the buyer who bought the Shtarchov, is then going to the Love and says, can I have my money? He can say, La Baldvarim Didiyat, I don't know who, I have nothing to do with you. I borrowed money from Ruvain, and Ruvain was Moichol it, and so finished. Filu Yoresh El Malve also Mocha. It also works. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Krivase de Rav Nachman. We have here a woman who is a relative of Rav Nachman. What happened? Sabinte Luxubasa. She sold her Ksuba Betovasana. She sold her Ksuba, meaning the rights to the Ksuba money, for Tovasana, means for a very little bit of money. Because you can't get too much for a ksuba, because it's a risk. It's a big risk. Because a ksuba is only paid if it's upon divorce or if the husband dies. But you always have the chance that they're not going to get divorced, the husband's not going to die first, the woman's going to die first, and then there's no ksuba. So someone who's buying it is taking a risk. So you sell it for not that much money. Anyway, so this woman, though, she needed the money, whatever, I don't know, so she sold her ksuba for a little bit. And then what happened? Igarasha. Sure enough, her husband divorced her. So now she has a right to the ksuba, but she sold it. She had sold the rights. But what happened? Ushchiva. Before the ksuba was paid or anything, she died. They got divorced and then she died. Asu katavai livrate. What happened? She had a daughter, okay, that is her sole inheritor. Now, so, her mother was divorced, right? Her mother got divorced, didn't collect her ksuba yet, and then she died. So now the daughter wants the ksuba, her mother's ksuba. But, as we've said, the mother had sold the ksuba to somebody. So these people who she sold the ksuba to are coming to this girl and saying, nothing doing. What do you mean you want your mother's ksuba? Your mother sold the ksuba to us. So that's the Asu Katavai Lebrai. So they came Toveya to the girl. So as things stand right now, it's not a shaila. I mean, they bought the ksuba, it's their right to the ksuba, etc. But since this woman that died, whatever, was a relative of Rav Nachman said, Amar Lohu, Rav Nachman, Leka de Lizba La Eitza, is there nobody here that can give maybe an Eitza to this girl in order to be able to get her mother Ksuba? So Rav Nachman himself supplied the Eitza, and he says, Tezel v'sechala, l'ksubasa de'ima l'gaba yavua, v'ser samine. So he says, why doesn't this girl, I guess he was speaking loudly so she could hear, and he said, why doesn't this girl just moichel her mother's ksuba? Because we said before, even a yoresh can moichel as well. So why doesn't she just moichel the ksuba and says, I'll go to her father, say, you don't have to pay my mother the ksuba, or with me now, tell me, you don't have to pay the ksuba, and moichel you the ksuba. So now, what's going to happen? The guy now that bought the ksuba is out, right? Out the money, because she was moichel, the chov, the chov of ksuba, she was moichel. Okay, you'll say, okay, but she doesn't get it either now. Yeah, but don't forget, who is she moichel to? Her father. And she's the only yoresh. So what happens? Eventually the father's going to die and she'll get the money. So, good eitzah.
I thought it sounded like a ksuba to moichel.
It's a chov, yes it is. If her mother was alive, no. But it's a chov that the father owes the mother, because they got divorced.
She's right.
But we said, ha-moichel shtar chov l'chaviro, and then your moichel is machul. Right? If I sell the shtar chov to him, and then I moichel, so you don't have to pay me the chov you owe me, so then he loses out, the guy who sold it to, right? It's exactly the same thing that's going on over here. Right? It's a shtar chov, right? The father owes the mother the money, because they got divorced. But then she could be moichel, the mother can be moichel, you don't have to pay me the ksuba. And in this case, the daughter can be moichel, she's the yoresh. So she's moichel. So then the buyer is out the ksuba, but she also doesn't get it now, but it's her father's. When her father dies, she'll get the money.
Or just if she didn't, then...
Okay, well, we'll see very shortly in a few lines. It's mutl chachil, but we'll see we'll see what's going to happen. Okay, fine. So that was the eitzah that Rav Nachman said. Shama, and she took that up, and she did that eitzah. She was moichel the ksuba and to the father, whatever. And that's what happened. So Amar Rav Nachman, Asinu Atzmeinu Ke'orcha Yadayanim. So now Rav Nachman had Charata. He says, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I was like a lawyer. Like I was giving her, feeding her a taina, in order to cause this other guy a loss, the guy that bought the ksuba, and maybe I shouldn't have done that. So then the Gemara asks, Mikara my savar, losof my savar. In other words, why did he do this? He gave her the Eitza and then had Charata. Why did he give her the Eitza to begin with? Why was he thinking to begin with, and why was he thinking at the end? So he more explains. Then Mikara Savar, first he said, I have to do what I can to help this girl. Why? Because she's a relative of mine. And the Pasuk says, Mvisarcha lo sisalim. So I have to, I have to help my relative. And that's why he gave the Eitza to begin with. But in the end, Lavsof Savar, Adam Chashuv Shaini. Then he said, maybe I shouldn't have done that because I'm a Adam Chashuv, and people are going to learn from me to do these things, even if some things people that are not your relative. She was my relative, so I had to, I had to do what I had to do. But if she wasn't my relative, I wouldn't be able to do such a thing. Shouldn't have done mixed in like that. But somebody's going to learn from me and do it to people that are not their relatives. Therefore, that's why I have charata. Okay, Rashi. Right. Okay. Zavinte l'ksubasa. She sold her ksuba. Machra shibud ksubasa lacherim. Sold the shibud of the money coming to her to others. Be'oda tachas bala. If while she's still by her husband, they're still married, and she sold her ksuba. She sold it betovas anas. Says Rashi davar muad. That means a little bit. She ain't no ella ke chizuk. tova, if you're giving, like you're owing thanks to somebody. Shekorin greet. Mapik ratzon. Nu lefi shalokeach matil maotav besafek. Shema tamuti v'chayi bala. So since again, like we said, the buyer is taking a chance, because if the woman dies first, there is no ksuba, so therefore that's why it's not sold for that much money. So then her mother did get divorced, like we said, and then she died, and now the daughter wants the ksuba. So atu lekuchos, but the ones that bought her said, forget it, you can't, that's ours, we bought it. Mekatavi leila barte. Haba ligvos sex subat ima miaviha lilar shek subat mikoach ima, right? She's taken over from her mother. Ve'elu ba'in li tolota ve'mena, and there coming says very nice, you know, you're inheriting from your mother and the ksuba is coming to your mother. That's what you think, but that's not the case. We bought it. They say to her, imeich machar alanu, your mother sold it to us, so it's coming to us. Okay, Rashi v'teizav atichla v'chule, she should go and she be moichalet. Right, damrina nafilu yoresh mochel. Like we said before, that even a yoresh can be mochel. Ve'ima shelzu machralem sharchov shahaya la al bala. And this, her mother sold it to them. It's like a sharchov, and therefore this girl can be mochel. So he said, I don't. Then he felt bad. He did this. Rav Nachman said, asinu atzmenu like orchei danim kikarov shel baldin. Oh, avo, like somebody who's a relative of the baldin, or somebody who likes him. Habayet sel dayanim ve'orcho berayas, and he brings tilu rayas for this person he wants to help. Acharskuso avo akravot, to help out his relative or whatever. So kach limadeti etzazu. So I taught this girl this etza left seed shekenegda to cause this other person a loss, the one that was the ksuba was sold to. So Mikara, so we asked, we're asked initially when Rav Nachman said this, Keshamar Kane, Libasov, and at the end, what changed? Keshanit Chared, why did he first do it and then he changed? So he first said, well, I thought I should do this because I'm a relative, and in the end he said, Adam Chashuv Shaini. Lefishal Meidim Eimenu, it's different by a Chashuv person, people learn from him, V'yesh Yasu Af Shalol Lekrovin, then people are going to learn and do it even to somebody who is not a Karv. Okay, back to the Gemara. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. Hamocheh shtarchov l'chavero v'chazer machlo u'machalo machlo. As we said before, someone who sells a shtarchov to his friend and it's moichel, it works. Mafilu yoresh machlo. Even if the person dies, then his heir can also moichel it. Amar Avhuna b'reid Rav Yeshua v'i pikeyachu mekarkesh le'zuze v'kasav le'shtar avishmei. Says Rav Huna that if the guy is a smart person, meaning the guy that bought the shtarchov, so a good idea is to play it safe, because there's that danger that the person might be moichalet and you're going to lose out, so you should go to the person that owes the money, you know, that you have the shtarchov against, and offer him a little bit of money, you know, bribe him a little bit, offer a little money, and says, I'd like to write up a fresh star, but just between you and me for the chov, because I'm holding on to the star, so now you owe me the money, but I'd like to make a fresh star. Because this way, he doesn't have to worry anymore. Once he makes a brand new star between the two, he doesn't have to worry anymore that the original guy we bought it from is going to be moichel. So you should offer him a little bit of money, and to avoid any problems. So it says Rashi, V'pikeachu halokeach, the one that bought it, mekarkesh leizuzei, he should literally like klingle some, you know, money in his face. Lelove v'sochro behen lichtov lo shtarchov bishmo, that he should make a new shtarchov in his name. Kodim shiasu kenunya bein shnehem, before they do a kenunya between them. Right. In other words, there is that danger that maybe even the lender and the borrower might pull some shtick, you know, between them. You know, I lend a guy, let's say, $100, and I say, okay, you know, say he's a friend of mine or whatever. I say, hey, I have an idea. I know it's tough for you to pay me all the money. I have an idea. What I'll do is I'll sell the shtarchov that I have against you, $100, to some guy. I'll sell it to him, I don't know, for a discount, you know, for 80 shekels or whatever. And then what happens? I then moichel the chov. I'll moichel the chov between you and me. And right. And then you owe me 100. Now I got $80 from this guy. So now I'm only out 20. I'll tell you what. Just pay me the 20 that I lost. And so So you pay me the 20. I have my 100. You only have to pay 20, and this guy's out and finished. So to avoid this, kanunya, the buyer should go to the lova. Say, here, let me make. I want to make a new star with you and finish.
Why could somebody have a mechila here altogether? If you sold somebody the star, it belongs to him. You have no right to play behind his back any games. You can't be Michael. He has the rights to everything, all the property. He bought it.
You bought it, but it's still a, like, what does it say on the star? It says Reuven or Shimon the money, right? Not you. You're not, as we said before, you're not in love Balvarin Didi yet, right? He's it's between me and him. Really, still me and him, but you're using my star. It's not your star. It's between me and him. So therefore, I can still be moichelit because it's really between. What does it say? It says on the star, Reuven then money the Shimon. Okay, so you're just using my, you're collecting for me in my place because I sold it to you, but it's still my name and his name. You're not even, you come to court, you can say, who are you? Are you Reuven, Shimon? No. So who are you? I bought the rights. Okay, you bought the rights, but that's the point. So he can still, that's why he says make a new star, and then you have nothing to do, and that's a different star.
It's not or not.
No, I mean, the
doing for this guy.
Okay, so we're going to see right now what happened. Okay, let's see right now. So Amar Meimar, man de dying dina de garmi magbile dame shtare mealia. Okay, this is what we're saying right now. So what happens if there's a machloekin baba kama where dying dina de garmi, meaning if you cause a person nezek, right, indirectly, you cause a person nezek, do you have to pay? So there's a difference between gram and garmi, right? Gram of benizikin, we know is pater. You don't have to pay for grama, but garmi is much more direct. It's causing, but it's a direct cause of nezek. So shaila, do you have to pay? So in this case, somebody who is according to the sheet that it holds that dain dina de garmi, then magbebe demed star malia, meaning this is called garmi, right? I directly caused this guy a loss. I sold the star to somebody and I moichel the chov, and that's called garmi. So the one that dain dina garmi, it means that you're chayiv in such situations of garmi, you have to pay the guy. You know, it's fine, moichel the chov, but then he can come back to you and say, you caused me a loss. I bought the star from you, and then here you go, and moichel, and you caused me a loss. So therefore, I have to pay him the whole loss. So the mice of the however, but the shita man the lo dain dina de garmi, that we don't, not only grama ben ezekin is pater, but even garmi. So then you cannot. Then magbe be deme niyara be alma, which is we're going to see. Rashi says not that you collect them. It means that you can say tough luck, pal. What did I sell you? I sold you a piece of paper. So a piece of paper I can't take back. That was the sale, right? The piece of paper that I sold to you that I can't. But the chov is just an indirect loss I caused you, the garmi, and therefore you're just stuck with the piece of paper that's meaningless right now. So have uvda. So the emaisa like this came up. A person sold a shtar chov, and he was moichalet or whatever. And then the guy that would bought it, came was upset. So what happened? V'kafye rafiram l'ravashi. The rafram he forced, not physically, but he gave him all kinds of rayas that showed that the guy has to pay for the loss that was caused. And sure enough, v'agbibe kikshura letzalme. And he made him pay every little last cent that he caused the guy that bought it. And the kikshuk sam is like a board used to you want to carve into designs, whatever, on a board. You have to make sure the board is nice and clean and fresh or whatever. So that means it has to be, it's complete. It has to be, you collect every little last penny from somebody who does such a thing. That was the okay. Let's see. Rashi, man the dain Dina de Garme, right? Hamechayev es agorim have said lechavero, in the one who means who paskins like that you're chayev to pay back somebody you cause a loss to a nezek. So magbibe b'hai shtara mina hamochlo. Then the guy that was the buyer can collect from the guy that was moichalet. Dame shtara me alya kol hakov shibatocho. I mean, you can collect everything. The whole thing you can collect. umandalodain pluta. This is a pluktayu bebabakama and perek basra. But Rabbi Meir isle dina de garme. He paskins that dina de garme. Ketanya, as it says over there in the price, and nisiyai shemenu velo gadra hareze kidesh vechaya bachrayusa. Right, somebody has a fence and his fence was down and it caused the guys next door to him to ruin his cause kilayim or whatever, so since he didn't put up the fence, he caused a loss for the guy, so he has to pay him. And that's how we paskin that you have to pay for garmi. Magbe be deme nayar ba'alma, but according to the other sheet, they're not, you don't have to pay the guy. Kolomar Omer shalo machar lo el niyar v'harei biyadcha, or some regards v'harehu biyado, that you could say, he said, I can saw, all I sold you is a piece of paper, you have the piece of paper, and so you can't claim from me anything that I am moich. Kafia Rafa Ravashi, as we said, not physically, but rather Shaba Hadin Lifnei Ravashi Visiva Vuvi Kifu Barayas. He brought all kinds of rayas v'agbe midina de garmi, and then he was able to collect through dina de garmi. And we said completely ki kshura letzalme kolomar gibui gamur, complete collection. Kola hefset, everything, every single thing. Dikdekpo kasher yedakte kalokeach. Kor, like somebody who buys a beam, latsur batsura, to put designs in it or whatever, shalokeach yishar v'chalaki, buys a nice straight one, a nice clean one, and it means every little last thing you can collect from it.